It's 99.9 KISW. Metal Shop is going on right now, and right as we speak, we just got a band coming into the studio. They're playing the Kraken tonight alongside some of Seattle's best bands, Substratum. Yeah. Substratum, just one, not plural.
Just the single Substratum.
Zoth and Skeletor. It's at the Kraken in the U District. This band is their first U.S. shows this all week long. Is they're a band from Vancouver, BC, called X-Pain. Welcome to Metal Shop, guys.
Yeah, welcome, fellas.
Thanks for having us.
Coming in.
Very awesome band. We've been playing Corridors of the Mind for a couple weeks here, trying to get people pumped for your Northwest shows. But before we get into this interview piece, let's go around the room and introduce yourselves and tell us what you do for X-Pain, guys.
Yeah, I'm Ryan Idris, and I play drums.
Hey, what's up? It's Pat Peeve, and I play a red guitar.
Hey, I'm Max Madras. I play bass.
I'm Sean Ip, and I'm another teenage temper tantrum vocalist.
I'm Matt Chanway, and I play second guitar.
Well, thanks, guys, and congrats. Welcome to the States.
Thanks for having us, man.
So you crossed out.
Not
you
just crossed any guitar, this, but yeah, red guitar.
The red guitar. Yeah.
So you crossed the epic border there.
Only the reddest.
And so they let you in. Yeah, man. So welcome to the USA. Hey, that said, though, I saw, was it the day before or the day you were supposed to leave, that you guys got into a car accident.
Yikes.
And I could only imagine there was lots of either alcohol, you know, helping dull the pain, or like lots of smashing things as you're right about to have to leave. What happened, man? What happened with you guys' car, dude?
It was the absolute worst. I grabbed the U-Haul trailer, pulled my car up that was pulling the U-Haul trailer to load out, just about to open the trailer, and this, excuse my French, I won't say it.
Yeah.
Dude in a 5-ton truck turns right, doesn't take the turn wide, and rips the front of my car off.
Oh my God.
As we're about to come and play our first US tour ever.
So what was the first thing you said to this guy when he jumped out of the truck?
You told me I can't swear, so.
Beep. He literally said, creative. You ruined everything.
Yeah,
that definitely was said a couple
everything.
Times.
You ruined everything! Yeah. Do you know who I am, mother?
Dude, I did actually scream that in his face. Like, you have no clue. You ruined everything.
He's lucky he didn't just get his ass stomped out by five angry metal dudes.
Oh, man.
We were ready to throw down, but he had the decency to feel really bad.
He's like, oh, I'm sorry. Well, you guys were in Canada, right?
We didn't have time to throw down. You know, we got some donuts, said our pleases and thank yous, and we got our rental vehicle.
Got some Tim Hortons.
Exactly.
Hose. Yeah.
And, made it to Olympia just in time.
Well, good, man. I'm glad you guys made it. That guy owes you, I don't know, a few $100 towards your next recording or something.
Yeah,
you
know? That's right.
Yeah, I'll probably still murder him.
Just wait till you get back. Write your next record about that guy.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Yeah. He was, like, breathing heavily. Breathing like he thought we were going to kill him.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was going to have a heart attack, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys made it. What were you driving? It was little red sedan.
So we had a van rental that fell through. So I have a Mazda 3 sedan. So I was like, I'm going to put a trailer hitch on it and get the smallest cargo trailer and just pull it in that.
So the metal gods were almost telling you no, but then they said yes.
Yeah, so now we're riding dirty in a U-Haul truck and it's all good.
Congratulations.
The metal U-Haul.
So tonight, let's focus this break right now, this part of the break on the show tonight. The Kraken in the U-District is one of mine, and I know Ryan's too, and probably even Kevin's, one of our favorite venues in the Northwest, man.
Yeah,
super,
we're stoked.
Super down-to-earth people that run that place. And you're playing with a bunch of good bands, Substratums.
Yeah, Substratum, Skeletor, epic Rob Halford-style vocals. This guy has the best voice.
He's got pipes.
Oh, yeah.
I partied with Jason a couple times.
Yeah. Awesome.
He's a riot.
And some sick tech death Zoth. So, great show for you
go
guys.
Head up to the U-District, probably like right now.
Yeah?
Like literally right now.
Yeah, you guys got to get out of here, man. You're about to play.
You got to go, man. You got
to
go.
Well, we have to say hi to America first.
Yeah.
Exactly. We came so far.
Is it flying out of this window? Because that'd be sick.
All right, so we're going to jump into one of your guys' songs off of Corridors of the Mind. This record's out now, correct?
Yep.
Where can we find it? If we're digging it, where can we find this?
You can find it for download or get. You can also grab physicals at www.xpainband.bandcamp.com.
Cool.
Obviously, you can always email us or reach out to us at X-Pain Band on Facebook, and we always are getting back to you.
Perfect.
Whenever we can.
Fast responders.
Yeah.
Slide into those DMs, baby.
They're open.
All right, so let's jump into one of the first songs and then come back and talk to you guys a little bit more. Which one do we want to do first here on Metal Shop? We're going to do.
They Live.
They Live. Let's hit it.
Perfect.
All right, guys, we'll be right back at X-Pain in studio here on Metal Shop. We'll be right back. We're back here on Metal Shop. That is a band called X-Pain who are sitting in the studio with us. Yeah, they wanted us to do something for you real quick. No, Kevin can't do it. You can't give that. Ryan, Kevin's not a percussionist.
There we go. We're coming for you.
That's better. Woo!
This thing go in the baby. Thanks,
Kevin. That's my recording debut.
Yeah, so congratulations, gentlemen, on making it back. And how long are you guys going to be down here total? And how far out from how far away from home are you guys going to be going on this trip?
We are here for 5 shows.
Okay, cool.
And so coming from Vancouver, BC, it's not insane. We're used to crossing mountains and hitting 15-hour drives to get to the next city over. So these 5-hour drives, 4-hour drives are pretty pleasant.
Right. So you said the farthest out you guys are going is Kelso?
No, I think Kennewick yesterday.
Oh, Kennewick. So it's like a Washington State tour, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, rules.
Yeah. This is a part one of the Kicked Out of Canada tour. So we're excited to be here, and we will definitely be back again this year.
So you played in Kennewick, and tomorrow afternoon, you guys are driving to Kelso.
That's right.
And then on Tuesday, you guys, or Monday? I'm sorry, Monday. You guys have a killer show over at Real Art, all ages venue in Tacoma, with Darkness Stole the Light, as well as
Darkness Stole the Sky, yeah.
Sorry, Darkness Stole the Sky. They were on our show last week. See how much I pay attention.
So, hey, Ryan, I want to have you jump in here real quick, too. So we mentioned this last time. Is Ryan's got this weird, cool thing that he's got. It's weird, man, because I haven't seen it in a while, and it's really, like, refreshing that you're doing this,
Crossing the borders, bitch.
So he's got something going on with a bookers up in Vancouver where he's trying to bring down Vancouver bands and trying to bring some Seattle and Northwest bands up that way. So how did you find out about these guys, man, Ryan?
Well, I work for a company called The Collective Agency, which is a booking agency that brings Canadian bands down to the U.S. to try to get them a foothold down here so that they can do their own tours. And the goal is to bring good bands to some of the smaller markets around Washington.
Good bands.
And like Oregon.
Your words, not ours.
To some of the smaller markets around Washington and Oregon. And just kind of help out the local music scenes a little bit more and help out the Vancouver bands getting a foothold here in the States. Everybody wins.
So I kind of forgot to do the origin story that I mentioned we were going to do. What year did you guys start? How long has X-Pain been a band now?
Take it away, Pat.
1973.
2009, Craigslist, Intimate Encounters ads.
Wow. So you were lovers first.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Nice.
We're all still in love. And it was basically all Craigslist and back alleys in Vancouver and Maine and Hastings right. area. So
is that Craigslist success story?
Yep. Yeah. Other than the diseases and stuff.
Yeah.
We all
well,
have.
You know what? That's it. Depends on how you look at it, man.
Yep.
It brought you all together.
Yeah.
Well, they do say a being in bands like being in a marriage.
Yeah.
With five hunky gentlemen. So what's going on with you guys for the rest of the year now? So obviously you guys are working on this tour and that's your priority. But do you guys have any plans on doing some recording, working on some new stuff? I'm just trying to pick your brains a little bit.
Yeah, we've got almost a full length's worth of material. We're doing another 5-day tour in August out here, going as far as Oregon.
Great.
Nice.
And then we're going to, in October, do, I think, 16 days all the way down to California and back from Vancouver. So
cool. Don't let Matt Roach know that we told you. Don't let Matt at the Collective Agency know okay, that we told you about these dates.
He's not listening right now. What's up, Matt?
You didn't hear this, Matt.
Yeah. So, okay, one of my favorite things to ask people about, bands about, because I feel like it helps people, our listeners, like connect with your guys' musical style and stuff. One of our favorite questions is, what was the light bulb moment for you? And if one of you guys has a good story, or all of you, for that matter.
It's probably,
At what point did you, like, see the metal or the heavy music and went, dude, I got to be involved in it?
When I was a kid, I was really afraid of tornadoes. And so the tornado was coming in Ontario. So I walked to my parents' room, and I caught them having sex to Black Sabbath. So that was the,
wow.
That was the light bulb moment
What's
for me.
What's up, Mom and Dad? Thank you, guys. I think that might be the best answer we've gotten.
All
so
right,
far.
Is that it? Any more stories,
I mean,
guys?
How do you follow that up? Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Do you have an older set of parents, older brother, sister? Were you at a store
somewhere?
It was
on a waterbed, too.
Oh. Some things you can't unhear.
It's yeah, probably red.
Swish.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
It was pretty cool. I grew up overseas living in China, and I scoured Bandcamp for bands all the time, and I came across X-Pain's first demo EP before they released anything formal. And when I moved to Canada, I ended up jamming in a space right next to those guys, and I recognized some of the songs.
Oh, you were
like,
drawn.
That was like five years ago now or something like that.
You were drawn to the band, man.
Yeah,
it was meant to be.
And now we unfortunately jam together.
And share diseases.
Yeah, exactly. We share diseases in alleys now.
Yeah,
we tour.
We actually have a waterbed in our space now. And
you guys should come check it out. Yeah,
Duff's waterbed? Sabbath cover.
Can you just invite me to your waterbed, bud? Yeah.
Open invitation.
We have the band X-Pain.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
In studio tonight, and they're going to be playing again at Real Art in Tacoma. Do you guys have anything you guys want to say to the Northwest audience before you throw it into your single?
We're stoked to be here. We're excited to be doing a bunch of all-ages shows in America.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to connecting with that scene here. Can't wait for Ryan to ship some more bands our way to Canada.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
And,
it's coming down the pipe, baby.
Yeah, let's
more
do
ways
it.
Than one.
Let's do it. Let's be friends.
Yeah, yeah, everyone's been really receptive to us so far here. We've had really good responses from the crowds. It's really awesome to see.
And like, here on Metal Shop, it literally is our job to try and like show people some new jams, you know? Like, check out some new bands, and especially our friends to the north.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
Hey, so that said, the last thing, any shout-outs to other Canadian bands from your area that we should check out? Or like, you know,
there's so
while
many
we're
bands.
On the theme
oh,
there?
Oh, man.
You know?
Yeah,
Nylithia, Aggression.
Yes, we've got to get
Seven
Nylithia
Nines and Tens, The Hallowed Catharsis, our homies Neck of the Woods, Witch of the Waste, please come back. Slag Duster, please come back.
Slag
Duster. Bring back Slag Duster.
Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
I think you've had it. I think
band.
You've had your metaphorical fill of Black Sabbath, sir. So hey, thank you guys so much. So yeah, as Kevin mentioned, we're gonna jump into one of these songs. I got your record title wrong before, and I apologize to Mea Culpa.
Okay.
So let's hit him with the real info.
The album is called Pinching Nerves. Check them out. And that's xpainband.bandcamp or
xpainband.bandcamp.com.
Okay, cool.
That's awesome. We're gonna play the song Corridors of the Mind. Go check them out on Monday at Real Art with Substratum,
or tonight at the U District if you're in the area.
Exactly. You still have time to make it. It's Metal Shop.
Thanks, fellas.
X-Pain.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Check out Pound and Ryan from the Collective Agency.
No, you don't have to say
Naked.
That. No Pound, please.
This is my daily grind.